It's Friday, November 3rd, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. For the first time, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi met with a delegation of U.S. evangelicals on Wednesday for about 3 hours to discuss issues including Christian persecution in Egypt, reports the Christian Post. Islamic militants continue to carry out church bombings and killings of Christians there. Participants included Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, religious freedom advocate Johnny Moore, evangelical writer Joel Rosenberg, Egyptian-born pastor Michael Youssef, and former U.S. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Sisi told the delegation, quote, "Christians are being attacked, and we are working to fight the very radical Islamic terrorists. We are also doing very specific things to help Christians to make them equal Egyptians," end quote. International Christian Concern reports that a district in India's Tamil Nadu state illegally ordered 10 house churches to be shut down in recent months unless they get permission to operate from the government. Local church leaders say Hindu extremist groups pressured officials to shut down the churches and plan to do the same to 20 more congregations. David declares in Psalm 37, 12 through 13, "The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming." A Spanish judge in Madrid jailed 8 members of the deposed Catalonian government yesterday on possible charges of sedition, rebellion, and misuse of public funds, reports the BBC. After the Catalonian parliament declared independence from Spain last month, the country's prime minister dissolved the regional government and imposed direct rule, not unusual for the empires of man. Last Tuesday was the 25th anniversary of the United Nations International Day for the